Hello, everyone. Chuck Gines here, documenting the human experience. And I want to talk a little bit about the differences between street photography and documentary photography. I think I'll start this out with a conversation I had with Brian Soko. You may remember him. He lived in Chicago probably about a decade ago or so. And he was a fairly well-known street photographer in Chicago. And we were walking around one day, and he started to notice, and he said to me, he goes, "Wow," he goes, "you know the names of all the people I've just walked past and taken photos of." I think that's a good launching point to start to tease out the differences between these two types of photography. Now, both of them are viable forms, and I'm not wanting to... I guess I am. Let's not even beat around the bush. I don't really like street photography. I don't think there's a lot of meaning in it. I think it's more of a recreational activity, and it's a lot of ease. People don't realize the work that goes into documentary photography. It's really incredible. For example, you know, let's say that you were a street photographer. Man, you don't need to know anybody. You don't need any connections. You could just, you know, you don't need any subject matters. You just, you get out and you hit the streets and you walk around looking for reflections in glass or shadows or random people doing this or that. And, you know, I don't know if you get called out even on assignment like that. I don't know if people hire people to randomly walk around kind of aimlessly, you know. That's one of the things when I was doing a little bit of street photography, because that's what I was told I was doing. I remember one time walking around thinking, is this legitimate? You know, just walking around aimlessly, you know, didn't seem right. So there's a lot more commitment, a lot more things that you need when you're a documentary photography. The other thing is that there's not a lot of instant gratification. You can't be posting things constantly. And so it doesn't serve well for today's social media. These are projects that take months and years to put together. And street photography, what people are doing is they go out for a couple hours and do their little thing, and then they upload every single day. And you can't do that with documentary photography. So documentary photography doesn't really play well on the social media consumeristic content creation type of world that we have today. And street photography is much more conducive for that. But, you know, to me, street photography is part of what I call visual pollution. We have air pollution, we have noise pollution, and street photography is the leading contributor to photographic warming, shall we say, pollution. Here recently, I made the mistake of joining some photo groups after about 10 years of not being on them, and I quit them immediately because it's an endless stream of not very good work that gets a lot of accolades and just can't see it. But documentary work, you know, you have to gain access into places, which can be quite difficult at times. You might have to write up, like me, you know, write up proposals because you're trying to get in to cover a long-term story. There's a lot more to it. Then, you know, the story is what you're after. What is the story? So, if, like, for me now with my projects, everything is designed, when I'm out in the field, when I'm actually doing this, I'm thinking with the publication in mind. I know what the end result is going to be. This is going to be a book. So there's a destination, there's an ending, a goal, all those kind of things. You know, the way you shoot is, it's not random. You're going to need, you know, all different types of shots. You're going to need your wide shots, your close-ups, your people interacting, people working, your portraits, all of this kind of stuff that you have to orchestrate and think about to tell a story rather than just catching kind of a cool-looking image, a single image. So there are huge differences between them. And to me, like I've always said, street photography is a recreational activity. It's not, I don't think street photography is very serious. And, You know, I've caught a lot of flack for that over the years, but I still stand by that. And I think, you know, the documentary work is, I wouldn't even imagine just going and doing street photography. I don't see the point in it. I really don't. Outside of a recreational activity, I got other things that I would like to do. So there are huge differences between documentary photography and street photography. And a lot of times street photographers like to hitch their wagon to the, I remember Everybody's Street was a video put out. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that was 7, 8 years ago, whatever it was. And they would conveniently switch in between street photography and documentary photography as if they're kind of the same things, and they're really not. They're light worlds apart from one another. And to me, documentary photography is far more important, far more rewarding, and also far more difficult, and you need a lot more skills and contact and so many things for that. But if you're wanting, documentary photography, you're not going to get as many followers on social media. You're not going to be able to meet the demands of consumerism and content creation. You're not going to be able to do those things. This is a lesson that I've been learning here even more profoundly recently. It's interesting. Daniel Milner kind of coming to the same thing. He's been messing with videos for a couple of years and, coming to some of the same conclusions that I am. You know, it's back to the stills, and I'm going to stay on YouTube and make YouTube videos. I think my more interest is getting back into making, you know, the photography channels on YouTube. It'd be nice for me to go and see other people's works, what they're working on, but you don't see that anywhere. It's all gear reviews. For example, if you do a search on YouTube for a photo documentary project, you'll get, there's a girl over in France that has a channel, and you'll get something, the top 5 documentary videos to watch, you know, but there's nobody like, where's their work at? You know, I'm trying to get my stuff to list there, but not YouTube videos about gear or about anything like that, but my actual documentary projects. And you don't see that in the search terms. It's not people's work that you're looking at. It's either, you know, talking about this or that, or, you know, and that's kind of how that world is. And, we do the documentary photography because it's part of our makeup, part of our soul, and part of our passion to record and to find out the truth, record it, document it, and to put it out there. And that's why I'm very, very pleased and proud to be a documentary photographer, and that is why I am not a street photographer. Please leave your comments below. It'd be nice to get some comments over here on the website. I think you have to, you can get the free subscription. I'll be a subscriber here, and then you should be able to leave comments down in the comment section. What are you? Are you a street photographer or a documentary photographer? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below.